This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Today, 9 Head Start locations across Wisconsin are preparing to close because of the government shutdown, leaving parents just days to improvise how to work without childcare. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The Head Start program provides childcare, preschool, and support for about 15,000 children across Wisconsin. It gives low-income families early education, but also things like health screenings, dental care, and support to connect them with resources like food benefits or job training.
They're predominantly working families, working in the retail sector, they're working in hospitality, they're working in our hospital. So they're a part of the foundation of our economy. Head Start is a critical part of our state and our community's infrastructure.
That's Jenny Maurer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association. The program is largely funded by the federal government. And because of the federal shutdown, 2 organizations that run Head Start in their communities are not getting their funding. The Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program operates 9 locations in Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, and Richland counties. Without money to pay their bills and their staff, those 9 centers close Monday, leaving kids without their safe place to grow and learn, and leaving their parents scrambling.
Parents do their best to find safe places for their children, but we know that what often ends up happening is that children are shuttled between lots of different care situations, and that oftentimes children get watched by other children. Families get increasingly desperate when they're trying to make things work.
The Head Start program in Sheboygan will continue for 2 more weeks, but will likely close after the 14th. That would leave a total of nearly 400 children without care in Wisconsin. And if the shutdown continues in December, 1,000 more could lose their Head Start programs.
Wisconsin is the only place in the nation where Veterans Day is not a state holiday. Now, some lawmakers want to change that. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced 3 bills that would benefit veterans, including one to make Veterans Day a state holiday. That idea has been floating around for years. It passed the state Senate in 2017, but the Assembly never voted on it. And in Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal, he wanted to make Veterans Day and Juneteenth state holidays. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed those provisions. Making it a state holiday means state offices would be closed and school districts that close for state holidays would cancel class. Democrats' package of bills also creates a veterans mental health grant program and adds funding to the Missing in Action Recovery Program. All 3 proposals would need Republican support to pass. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. According to the American Lung Association, more than 35 million Americans live with lung disease. Lung cancer is the 2nd most common cancer in the United States, not counting skin cancer, right behind breast cancer for women and prostate cancer for men. Someone is diagnosed with lung cancer in the U.S. about every 2 minutes, with around 360 deaths per day. That means roughly 1 in 5 cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends yearly lung cancer screenings for anyone who is between 50 and 80 years old, has a 20-pack year or more smoking history, and smokes now or has quit within the past 15 years. The city of Wausau has been recognized with a sustainability designation. The city sought a Soul Smart Silver designation to align with a 2023 resolution, which supports the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and energy security, with the goal of 100% clean energy by 2050. The Soul Smart program, funded by the U.S. Department of Energy Solar Energy Technologies Office, provides no-cost technical assistance to help local governments expand solar energy use. The designation means the city will work to achieve goals in solar education and installation. The Wausau City Council Committee of the Whole will meet today to consider adding a referendum to the spring ballot aimed at maintaining 12 firefighter paramedic positions. The positions are funded by federal grants that are set to expire next year. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports the loss of those grants will create a projected annual shortfall of roughly $1.4 million in payroll and benefits if the positions are not supported through the city's property tax levy. The meeting begins in the City Council chambers at 5:15 p.m. The Marathon County Crime Stoppers are looking for new volunteer board members to help expand crime prevention efforts. Board members are citizens, not law enforcement. President of the Marathon County Crime Stoppers, Marlena Moss, told WSAW that volunteer board members encourage the community and students within schools to submit anonymous crime tip information. The board currently has 6 members, but can have up to 15. To apply to be a board member, visit the Marathon County Crime Stoppers website. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops. The Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit breezy today with wind out of the west gusting to near 30. That will lead to elevated grassland fire risk issues, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, sunny with a high in the mid-50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, not as windy, in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.